إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس، نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ، الصحة والفراغ. Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, he narrates that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that there are two ni'am, two blessings that many people will lose in, many people will be cheated in. What are these two ni'am, these two blessings? They are الصحة والفراغ, good health and free time. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم here, he tells us about these two special blessings, ni'am. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the son of Adam with so many ni'am that if you tried to count them, you'd be wasting your time. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You will not be able to enumerate them in number, and you will not even be able to enumerate them in value, aslan. Because if someone came to you right now and offered you $1 million for your eyesight, you would refuse them right away. We are actually very wealthy. We have so much ni'am. But the two ni'am here that are mentioned are good health and free time. And it's interesting, the Prophet ﷺ used the word مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا, مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا. And the word الْغَبْن in the Arabic language, it's used usually in business transactions. For you have خِيَارُ الْغَبْن, for example. When someone makes a transaction, you buy something or you sell something, and later you find out that you were cheated. You were told that this is a fully functional car, you paid its price, its market price, and then you go home and the engine, you know, starts smoking. And the mechanic tells you, this car is busted, it's worthless, and you lost your $20,000 investment. This is called غبن. فالغبن is when you pay more than something is worth. There's a huge difference between what something is worth and what you pay for it. And also, al-ghabn is when you sell something that's worth a lot for something very little. That's also called al-ghabn. You as a seller can also be cheated and ripped off. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us that our life is like transactions. You are a tajir, you are a businessman in this life. And by the way, this concept of tijara is mentioned many times in the Quran. Allah tells us, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ tijara? Shall I guide you to a business deal? Tijara, business deal. تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. That will save you from a severe punishment. This is mentioned in Surah As-Saff. فَهِيرَ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying that you are a merchant, you are a businessman. Every single one of us here. And we've been given the capital investment. That capital investment is as-sihhatu wal-faragh. You have this capital, which is good health. And good health is the ability to move, the ability to speak, to breathe, to have energy. And we mentioned what a great ni'mah that is. And al-ulama, they say as-sihha It's like a taj, it's like a crown. You know, it's on top of your head. It's worth a lot of money. It's worth a lot. But you don't really see it. It's on top of your head. You don't really see it. But the people who are less fortunate, the people who are ill, they can see that. And they wish they could have what you had. When do you see the value of that? It's when it's taken away. And now you can see the crown being taken away from you. Your health is going away. When you go to the doctor and he tells you, you have this disease, you cannot move. Khalas, now you need someone to help you go to the bathroom. Or your kidneys are not functioning. Or you have to remove your whatever it is. Or you have this cancer and you have a few weeks to live. Now we realize the value of as-sihha. And then he mentions al-faragh, free time. And so many of us have free time. Some of us realize too late that the majority of their free time is gone, but we all have free time. But the question is, how do you spend your free time? How do you spend your free time? For many people, they take their time and they take their good health. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned two of them, not by coincidence, because you need two of them to really maximize, to be the best that you can be. Think about it. If you had good health but no free time, you can't do much. If you had good health and no free time, you can't really do much. If you're busy running around and you don't have time to do ta'ah, to do good deeds, to invest in your home in the akhirah, then it's not really beneficial. It's not that beneficial. But what if you had a lot of free time, but you're sick, you're ill, you can't move, you can't do much, you need someone to support you. For those of us who have been blessed with as-sihha wal-faragh, good health, and free time, whether it's a lot of free time or even a little bit of free time, then we need to make sure we are using these very wisely. Why? Because a time will come, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that many people will be cheated from this, from these two investments. Yani imagine you've been given this capital, $100,000, $200,000, and then you go invest them in some horrible asset, and then you lose. How would you feel about that? But you know what? In this dunya, you can come back and recover. But in the akhirah, you can't. فالغبن, when does it happen? When do people realize that it's غبن? That they've been cheated, that they have lost from their investment, their transaction. You are trading your time. You are trading your good health. For what? So there are people who are trading their good time in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fulfilling their requirements. And there are people who are using their free time in wasting time. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called it a ni'mah, free time a ni'mah. It's amazing now. It has become a niqmah for many people. It's a adab for some people. To the point, you see people just wasting time, and then you ask them, what are you doing? He says, I'm killing time. The greatest, one of the greatest assets that you possess, time, and we are killing it. We don't know what to do with it. Ajib. One of the ulama, he said, whenever I would come out of the masjid after Salatul Asr, I would find this group of grown-up men playing board games every day after Asr for hours. And so he saw one of his friends and he said, if only time could be bought, if only I could buy their time, I would have bought all their time that they're wasting. Because he realized how valuable time is. Subhanallah. And these ni'am, dear brothers and sisters, every single one of us will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will be questioned, how did you use these two ni'am? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam does another hadith that the feet of the son of Adam will not move when they're in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until they answer about their, how did they use their free time before they became busy? How did they use their health before they became sick? It's not a question of if you get sick, it's when. This is the sunnah of life. A time will come when you will not be independent, you will be dependent on someone else. A time will come when you will have no free time. You'll be so busy. And this huge regret, when will it take place? It will take place on the Day of Judgment. And people will not realize what a horrible transaction they have made, trading that good health and that free time for all that waste. See, when we make that transaction, that bad transaction, what are we doing? We are raising the value of this dunya, which is worth nothing. It doesn't even worth, it's not even worth janaha tu ba'uda. It's not even worth the wing of a fly, as the Prophet ﷺ told us. And we're trading our free time and our good health, which is the capital that can get us al-Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the house of Jannah, from the people of Jannah. And we're making that trade, giving up something so valuable for something so yani worthless, which is this dunya. But when do you realize the horrible trade that you've made? On the Day of Judgment. As a matter of fact, one of the names of the Day of Judgment is Yawm al-Taghabun. We have a whole surah called Surah al-Taghabun, chapter 64. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُكُمْ لِيَوْمِ الْجَمْعِ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُ. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather you to the day of gathering, يوم القيامة, ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُ. That's the day when people will see the result of that horrible transaction that they have made. They traded something very valuable for something that's worthless. Subhanallah. يَوْمَ يَجْمَعَكُمْ لِيَوْمِ الْجَمْعِ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُنِ. But you know what's painful? Is that people will say, oh Allah, return us so we can, you know, do another deal. Fix our transaction. But it's too late. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. When death comes, they will say, oh Allah, return us. And so it will be too late. So we need to, dear brothers and sisters, make sure that we take advantage of these two assets, this capital that we've been given, and that we will be questioned about it. وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and try to make space, inshallah. Try to make space. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ. Two blessings that many people will lose in, will be cheated in on the Day of Judgment. الصحة والفراغ. Good health and free time. The question for us is, how do we make sure that we are not from those who are مغبونين? How do we make sure that we are not from those who are from the losers? Number one thing, dear brothers and sisters, the only reason a merchant, a businessman, will make such a foolish transaction, meaning he will buy something for much less than it's worth, or he will sell something for much less than it's worth, is when they don't know the value of what they're selling or they're buying. For the number one thing, we have to realize how valuable that ni'mah is that we have right now. That sihha that you have, that good health. The ability to just get up here and come to the Jum'ah. The ability to just be able to shower by yourself. We don't realize this ni'mah. And free time. We don't realize that it's something that is running out. You know, every time a year passes by, it's very interesting. We say we got older. We're older now, 1 year older. But in reality, you're younger, you're smaller now because you have less time. Every time your birthday comes, you have less time. You're closer to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The number one thing is we need to realize the value of what we have. So now, when we want to trade our good health, when we want to have bad habits of sleeping late, of eating bad food, not taking care of our health, and not using it for the proper things, now we have to realize, what am I doing here? This health is worth a lot. I need to make sure that I use it in a way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a way that on the Day of Judgment, I can say, look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I've used my good health for X, Y, Z. And we need to know the worth of our time. Your time, once it's gone, it never comes back. And we will be asked about every second that we spend on this earth. And so the number one thing is to know the value. When you know how valuable your time is, you wouldn't trade it for sitting down and watching TV for hours. You wouldn't trade it for sitting down on your phone and wasting time. You wouldn't trade it for doing something worse, even haram. Spending your hours watching haram or doing haram or speaking haram. That all goes back to how you're using your time. And number two, dear brothers and sisters, is to actually take action. Now you know the value of this item, then go sell, go buy. Make the transaction. Do khair. In the same ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُكُمْ لِيَوْمِ الْجَمْعِ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُنِ. That is the day of التغابن, the day of the great loss. Allah says after, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ. In the same ayah, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ. He's telling us the solution. How am I going to be, how do I avoid being from those who lose, from those who are مغبونين on the Day of Judgment? He says, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ وَيَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا. Whoever has iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that iman is true and it causes him to do action, عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَيَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, will erase his sins. And number two, وَيُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter him into paradise. And he'll give him home and gardens with rivers flowing under them. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They will be there forever. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That is a good transaction. That is a successful businessman. That is a successful trade. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And so number one, dear brothers and sisters, is to know the value of these ni'am. Number two is to use them in khair. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I'll finish with this, was asked, who is the best of people? Who is the best of people? He said, مَنْ طَالَ عُمْرُهُ وَكَثُرَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ. Whoever's life is long, and he uses that in doing good. And who's the worst of people? He's the one whose life is long, and he has a lot of sayyi'at, a lot of evil deeds. And so we need to make sure that we spend our time and good health in good. How do we do that? We make sure, we look at our schedule, and we make sure that we're not wasting time. Don't leave free time, because if you leave it and you don't put something there, you're going to eventually do something useless. You're going to pick up your phone, you're going to watch TV, and so keep yourself busy with goodness. It doesn't necessarily have to be you being in the masjid or doing, you know, volunteering. Just keep yourself busy and good. You have a family, spend time with your family. Come to the masjid once a day. Put some time for Quran. The time that you're driving, the time that you're traveling, use that time for benefit. And remind yourself that I'll be asked about this. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. That indeed on one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us about this na'im. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it. Allahumma azza al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma azza al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma azza al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Wahmi hawzat al-Din. Wadammir a'da al-Din. ووحد بين صفوف المسلمين اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ثم صلوا وسلموا على خاتم النبيين ورسول رب العالمين، فقد أمرتم بذلك في كتابه المبين: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Before we do-